Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish, where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kapitakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you. Great.
One and action. I was about to say good morning.
It's actually the evening. But hello everyone.
Our favorite people ever. I'm so excited to be back.
It actually just feels so good to be back, and after so long, guys, we are so sorry that we haven't had an episode out in,
I think this is going to be a month, and that's terrible.
That's bad.
We were so on track, but we have reasons.
Life happened, guys,
and we had you go interstate, and then our podcast producer went interstate when we were planning on filming. Then we actually did film this exact episode that we're going to film right now last week in Rose's bedroom, and then looked back at the recording and said, absolutely not.
It was absolutely unfeasible. Like, it was horrific. Just beyond. We had just woken up. It was 7 a.m. Like, it's like
the sound quality was terrible.
Not only did we look like absolute garbage, we sounded like absolute garbage.
So we said, no, we're gonna unfortunately make them wait even longer.
Yeah,
but we're here. We are. It's worth the wait. So our episode that we filmed last week, which we're now filming this week, is, why did I forget what it was?
Oh my god, dude.
That's what it was. Is that not everything is like what it seems like it is online.
Yeah.
It'll sound something like that in the title.
Yeah. Like, it's,
here's your reminder.
Here's your reminder.
Everything is like what it seems online.
Yes. And I think this is a really important thing to say, because some people are like, oh yeah, everyone online, like, obvious, like it's obvious. But no, genuinely, like, our online presence and our phones and social media influences us every single day. We are on it every single day. For a lot of people, it's the first thing that they use in the morning, and it's the last thing that they use in the evening before that they go to bed. And it can really set us up for the day or set us up for ending our day. And it really impacts our mental health when we look at people online and we think, oh my God, their life, it looks so perfect. They look so perfect. Mm. Why is my life not like that? You question things and you're like, well, am I not enough? Like, why do I have the life that I have and they have the life that they have, but it's not actually what it seems to be?
No, and even as people, I'd say I'm someone who doesn't get that bothered by things like this online all the time, or I'm aware of the fact that life, people's lives or things that are shown online aren't always the truth. It still affects me. So that just goes to show that it has an effect on everyone, regardless of how big or small it may seem.
But a lot of it is also subconscious, right? It's like sometimes you may not actually think you're having a reaction to something, but when you look at something or an influencer or even a friend and you see that they're, you know, living their life in Ibiza or on the Bahamas, or if they look a certain way, subconsciously, psychologically, like something goes off in your brain where it's like, oh, they look amazing. Or, wow, I wish I was there right now, but I'm here in the wintertime sitting on the toilet at home questioning my life. Like, a lot of the time it is the case.
And this, we got inspiration from this episode, which we said at the time that we filmed the episode, it was the morning after we had gone for dinner with a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And she had mentioned how, I don't know how this topic came up, we weren't even talking about the podcast, but she was speaking about how she recently moved to Sydney. Shout out to you, Claire, if you're listening to this, but
yes,
how she recently
Claire.
Moved to Sydney, and that she had been experiencing, you know, some FOMO, seeing photos and pictures and stuff from, you know, a very heavy Australian day, long weekend, from her friends back home, when in reality, like, it may not, she goes, I know that if I was there, it wouldn't have been all that. But now that I'm here and seeing it through the screen, it still affects me. And it got my mind thinking, like, I literally got home and said to Rose that night, like, I think this would be a really good episode.
I think I want to start off by saying that social media is very much the curated self. It's very much the highlight reel of a person's life. Very rarely, and actually now more often than not, influencers and people online are starting to really open up about their lives and about real life issues that they have. Sometimes, you know, I even saw a post the other day of one of my favorite influencers who I really admired, and she posted a photo of her skin and how she was struggling with acne. And that's something that I've struggled with before and still struggle with. And I was like, oh my God, like I had no idea this person had acne, like really, really bad acne. Because all these years I thought, you know,
stunning,
perfect skin, like what's your skincare routine? And it can seem like such a small thing, but I looked at that person and I was like, wow, like
you're a human.
You're actually a human being. You go through what I go through, what you go through, what a lot of people in this world go through.
I'm scared to talk about as well.
Yeah, yeah. And she opened up about it and she was like, guys, I've been struggling with this over the last 10 years, been on and off Accutane, been, you know, going from doctor to doctor to doctor. She had surgery as well to try and minimize her acne because she's a big public figure. But it just goes to show that like all these years I thought this person was something that they actually weren't. And she opened up about it and she says, you know what, it is so exhausting to constantly post my curated self online because it's not the real me. Yes, I may look good in that photo, but you do realize that it's edited, or that was the best photo that I took out of thousands. 800. Yeah, exactly.
The other thing that I was going to say is in the last episode that we filmed, I'm going to keep referring to it because this is just
a refresher for our memory.
A refresher. But we had actually touched on a couple ways that even us, we had done that in our own social media platforms. For example, this is a very social media, obviously heavy episode. But I had said, actually, I remember I had said in that episode, I said, there is nothing wrong with having an Instagram or a social media that is your curated highlight reel. Like me personally, I said, I will never change putting up my little photo gallery. It's like my personal little museum of all the fun things that I do in my life. But I will also have no issue telling people that this is the fun moments, the one best photo out of the 800. The only time I've posted is when I've been traveling or when I've looked my best or when, and I won't stop doing that. But the problem is being honest about it. Like, for example, we had touched on like, I had said with with Rhoda in the last one that what was you saying?
Oh, I thought you were going to go into Superman.
I was.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, I was. So like we had attended, I don't know if any of you guys saw, but we had attended a little Superman premiere.
It wasn't little, it was pretty huge. That was a huge premiere. I don't know why I
said little. Yeah. Anyways, it was a big Superman premiere in Sydney. We posted about it, super cool. But when people ask about it, I'm like, yeah, it was really cool. We got invited by someone who got invited though. Mm-hmm. So we didn't personally get invited. We got invited by someone who got invited that couldn't go, which, yeah, okay, we were still invited. But my point is if someone had just seen that and gone, oh my goodness, Rose and Emanuela have such a cool life. They have a podcast and they just got invited to the Superman premiere. It's like,
But people did think that. I had a few people ask me, oh my God, how did you get into the Superman premiere?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we got invited through a third party and that's okay. Like,
yeah, it's fine. Like, as long as you're honest about it, I think that's the difference is that people nowadays just assume that everything is all sunshine and rainbows and all exactly, and they take it for the truth. Mm. And that's the biggest problem. Cause then you've got one side of people, the creators actually not being honest. And then you've got the other side of people taking things for the truth. And it's just a recipe for disaster and comparison and just bad thoughts. And just, yeah, even if it's not serious, like it's still this little subconscious thing. I say to Rose all the time, if I'm scrolling for hours, which happens unfortunately quite often, I notice my mental, like I don't touch wood suffer from any mental health issues, but like I realize I literally look at my screen and I'm like, what am I doing? This is so depressing. Like I'm literally scrolling and scrolling and consuming so much content, so many negative and positive and the things that are, like it's just a brain overload. And the moment I take a day off and I'm like, you know what, not going to be on my phone today, or if I realized I've been at work and then had stuff to do at home and then had stuff to do with for uni and then done stuff with the podcast, all of a sudden my mind shift is like, wow.
Yeah.
And that's all because I haven't done stuff online. like,
yeah,
mad.
But that's the thing. I think everyone feels that way, in the sense of like, I actually don't know a single time that I've had a doom scroll, right, and felt amazing
on top of the world.
Like, no, because you're constantly comparing yourself to people on TikTok. Oh my goodness. I remember when I was in my previous relationship, I remember on TikTok, my whole feed was like all these like relationship videos and people in love. And I was really struggling in my last serious relationship with a lot of different things. And seeing that, the constant comparison, even if it wasn't like that obvious to me at the beginning, but it would impact me. And I would start being like, but you know, my partner doesn't do this for me, but in that video, that's, and you start comparing and you're just like, wait, but everyone's situation is different, and also, your life is not their life and their life is not your life. If you see someone online having the perfect life, and you know what? Most often than not, people that post their perfect life, it's actually the complete opposite. I'll give you an example of a really good friend of mine. This person is very, very well known, and has a very big social media presence. Lots of people know this person, and you would look at them and you would be like, oh my God, this person is booking so much work. And I'm talking like more so in the entertainment industry, right? This person is traveling, going to LA, meeting with all these people and managers, and the career's taken off and la, la, la. Like I would sit there and think that, absolutely. And I do, but I know this person on a personal level where I'm like, and they said this to me, it's not what it seems. Mm. Like, do you understand how depressed I am? I have to post
just for the sake of posting the follower count,
to keep the followers active, to keep people engaged. Do I want to? No. Is this an adequate representation of my life? No. And this person I'm saying has a huge social media presence and a huge presence in general. So hearing that from this person, I'm like, you know what? That's wild, because I would have never have gauged that from you. I know you on a deep personal level, and I'm helping you through what you're going through. And it's just so interesting to me how it is completely not what it seems. Completely not what it seems. Even in my own, you know, and I'm sure you'll say your personal story, Emanuela, but like even for me, I recently did a photo shoot, and it was a beautiful shoot, and for a big designer in Hong Kong. Like you'll see the photos on my Instagram, like it's very flowy and angelic and princess-like. And the amount of, you know, recognition I got from that, and people asking me like, how did you get recognized, or how did you book this shoot? Cause I'm not like, I don't have a modeling agency or anything. And looking at me being like, oh my God, like you look absolutely insane. Like you look like you're having the best time. And that day, I remember I had a mental breakdown in the morning, cause I was going through some personal stuff, and like I was really anxious about a few things, and I was trying to hold myself together throughout that whole experience. And it was quite a lot for me. It was quite a lot for me. The shoot was amazing. The people were amazing. Everything was great. But my representation of that on my social media is not how I felt on the day. Mm. You know, I didn't feel that amazing about myself because of what I was going through. And I'm can be vulnerable enough to share that, right? It had nothing to do with anyone else but myself. But the amount of people being like, oh my God, you look this, and how did you do this? And wow, like I wish I did a shoot. Like, and I'm like, dude, if only you knew the real story behind these photos, you would maybe think twice about what you're saying. So never assume it is what it's like. No. I'm sure you have the same story.
So. Yeah, very similar. I mean, not so much about like the story behind the photos, but even like something as simple as, now that we're on the topic of modeling agencies, I've had an agent now for the past 3 years, and I'm just going to go out and say that like they haven't done much for me. If you were to
shocking.
And the amount of bad experiences I've heard, the amount of photographers that have reached out to me going, hey, I have a young girl or a young guy that are interested in signing with the agency, and we saw that you're with them, because if you search like they're in my bio. And we saw that you're with them. Like, could you give us your opinion? And I will be like, yeah, absolutely not. Do not. The reason I have them there though is to get people like, you know, photographers being able to recognize that I am with an agent and that they can reach out to me if they want me to work for them. So 99% of the work that I've posted on my social media has actually been me going out and doing stuff myself, finding stuff myself.
Hustling, or grinding. Or doing
stuff for free for people. Not necessarily getting paid for all this stuff that I'm doing frequently. Like, it's very much not the case. But if you just had a, you know, one quick scroll through my page, you'd probably think I was. So even just something small like that. I'm trying to think of what other situations I can – this has happened to in my life. But yeah, like in general, like I will openly say I'm very much that person that I wouldn't call myself an insecure person or any of that sort of stuff. But again, like I like my little like digital museum of an Instagram page. So yes, I am the person that will take 800 photos and pick my favorite three. Absolutely. I have done that. So yeah, I guess the whole point of this episode is just please don't. I also
think no matter how confident you are or no matter, you know, whether you struggle with mental health or not, everybody's insecure. Mm. Everybody's insecure to an extent. And like when we want to post something, we want to look and feel our best.
Oh, yeah. I'm posting a photo where my eyes are rolling to the left side and my mouth's open and my legs up here or you can see the hair or something. Like I'm not doing that. But that's just because I just don't want to. Like it's not like
but
it's,
because you don't feel your best in those photos.
No. I'm going to – yeah, exactly. And that's very, very normal. But the problem is that people can very easily fall back into the trap of remembering that that's not the full truth.
Yeah.
I think we also touched on in the last time we tried filming this about – remember that night, the night that we were talking about filming this episode and I told you that I knew a girl and you said you knew her. Like I saw a girl online and you said you knew her and she looked nothing like that.
Oh my God. Yes. It's so interesting because literally the night, this is what kind of also sparked us to film this because Emanuela was like looking through Instagram and we were having a sleepover. So I was on my phone. We were just like kind of coexisting. And
I looked at her phone.
She looked at my phone.
She was scrolling and I go, oh my gosh, I know that girl. Like I've never met her, but I know a friend who knows her. Like that's so cool.
I used to go to school with her, la la la. And I was like, that is so weird because this person looks nothing. I was just
commenting on how she was a very pretty person.
Like Emmanuel was saying, a beautiful girl, but this person looked nothing like that they do like in the photos to who they are in person. And in person they are beautiful. You know, if I were to see this person like no makeup, like in their raw environment, gorgeous. But I'm sitting there
basing my opinion on someone I've never met.
Yeah.
Over someone who literally went to school with her and goes, bro, she looks nothing like that.
Nothing. Like not better like or that.
Worse, just nothing no, like that.
Just very, very different. And it's interesting because I'm like, is it something that it's like really, really curated and edited or I don't know. It's clearly edited because this person looks nothing like what they post. But it's, I guess it's sad because I really want to see more people in their rawest form. And I think that should be less stigmatized. Mm. Like if I wanted to post a nice photo of myself smiling with no makeup, with some zits on my face, maybe my legs aren't shaved, I should be able to do that.
Without being worried that someone's going to zoom in.
Exactly. Because that's me. But that's me. But take it or leave it.
We know that that's what happens, which is subconsciously why people tend to be the way they are with their social media presence. And not to say that's good or bad, we're literally saying we're in the same position as you guys, even as people that may not take it full on seriously. But it's just, I think the way to mitigate the consequences of the social media landscape is just to acknowledge, number one, that it's not the full truth. And number two, to be like, you know, happy in yourself and be honest, like just be honest. Like if someone asks me anything to do with any of my photos, any of my pages, and my top thing is to be relatable. I am that person that people pleases. And like if someone goes, oh my gosh, you went to the Superman premiere the other day, I'm like, oh yeah, I got invited by someone who got invited. Like I feel like I have to over explain myself constantly, where some people would just sit back and go, yeah. And that's where the problem is that people nowadays are not open books and we need more open books.
Yeah, direct honesty. Petition for the open books. Yeah, it's hard though because our generation, we grow up in this full like social media landscape, and even with my job, even with your job, like in the modeling like industry, even with acting, like so many people look at social media now and they base whether you book work or not off social media. Social
media following. We were literally. I was literally before Rose
came today. Abysmaling to me. I don't even know that's a word, but that's like so crazy to me because I should be able to walk into a room, do what I want to do, present my scene or, you know, work with the director, and you can judge me based off me in that moment and the talent and whether I fit the character, not because I've got a – because I've got 1,000 followers on Instagram, and unfortunately I've – gotten so close to booking roles where they've, you know, I get to the top two or the top three and they go with the person that has a social media presence. Why? Because it's going to make the most money, right? Yeah, which sucks.
Now it's the same with modeling. I was literally just talking about this with our podcast producer as well today, just before you came, Rose, but we were talking about like even with modeling now, they actually make you put down your at. Like
same Instagram, with acting. Ridiculous.
Your Instagram. And I'm like, what does that have to do with it? Like, no, I don't want to show you my 700 followers. Just freaking take me for who I am, you know?
Yeah, it sucks, but it's also about how you see it and how you navigate it. And look, people can hate on social media all they want, but also if you use it as a highlight reel or whether you use it as a raw file of yourself, you know, like if you want to put your skin on there and your acne to show people that, you know what, you're not alone. I struggle with this too. Somebody with a big name, do it, because that's honestly what is going to change everything for young people and young people who are very driven by social media. And that is the life that we live now, whether you accept it or not. You know, AI is taking over, robots are taking over, and that's just the landscape that we live in. So it's about how you navigate it and how you see it. And I guess today's episode was just a reminder that it's not what it seems to be. We're not here to change your opinion or fix things, or we're just here to be like, no, you know what? We are a culprit of this.
Yeah.
We understand it.
Here's our real life examples, and here's how you should mitigate it. The things that have helped us, the things that we think you guys should know as people who are in the pit of it at the moment. No matter how big or how small, what scale, that's what the scale is, but no matter how big or how small you are in it. Even if you're someone who doesn't post anything online and is purely a consumer, it can still have a mental effect. Even if you're just a consumer and then you're off social media, but your life looks completely different to what you're posting online, nothing is as it seems. Don't take it all for the truth. Not nothing. Some things are as they seem, but like a lot of it isn't. And a lot of the stuff that isn't is what we let affect us.
Yeah. I think that's very well said. Yeah. I think we should end it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yay! I was happy with that episode.
Yeah,
that was a good remake.
I think we were really
upset that the last one didn't work out because we really liked the stuff we said in it. But oh well, it happened for a reason.
Oh, jinx. but please, guys, like anything you want to hear, please let us know. We're really, really happy to be back.
I think we say this in every episode.
We do, but I think it's good to reiterate because we're here to help you and we want you to tell us what you want to hear because at some point, we'll run out of ideas.
And I think we're planning on having some guests on very soon.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We're not going to say much more on that, but yeah.
Anyways. All right. Well.
We love you guys.
Love you. Have a
good Sunday, because this will be up on Sunday.
True. Have a good Sunday. Have a good week.